Coach, you're doing some good things coming off that. The recent meetup at North Platte, I know you described it kind of going, it kind of a low-key meet between you and the Bulldogs, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, they sure made it fun for us. We went up there, and they had some prizes for winning your heats and some relay prizes, and we always do a running race because the pool's very shallow in North Platte, so the kids get excited and do the running race, and stuff Bulldogs for winning that, and it was a nice meet for us to have this week. We we had some big meets in Lincoln, and kids got really up for those, and now we had kind of a relaxed week, and had a lot of sick kids this week. We had 7 kids sick for the meet, so we're about half strength up in North Platte, and kids swam different events up there, tried to shake things up a little bit. You know, you can't really get times because you don't do starts, so mixed it up and had them swim different events. And, it's fun to see, especially some of the newer swimmers, less experienced, make them swim the 200 IM and see how they do in that. And they get a little more appreciation for what it takes to do some of the bigger events. And it's fun. It's a good time.
Well, like I think we talked, Coach Umshot, earlier, if you're going to get sick, let's do it now instead of in the next couple of weeks when you're at Hastings and then you're preparing to get these kids down to Lincoln for the state meet, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. This was a great week. We'd normally be in North Platte swimming right now, but, looking at our numbers and how the kids are feeling, we said, hey, let's just take the weekend off and get a lot of sleep and drink a lot of fluids and take some vitamin C and get healthy. Come back next week, and we'll have our double duel there with Hastings, Scotts Bluff, and North Platte in Hastings, and then we'll come right back the next week for conference in Hastings. And we want to have everybody healthy for that. We've had such a successful season, and it's been great, and we'd love to get a conference title on the boys' side. I think they're capable of that, and looking at the teams we're going to face, I think that's a possibility. And I don't know that, again, like a lot of things this season, I don't know that we've ever done it before. So those and that's something we can do. And the kids get really excited about winning and having that success. So
The boys and girls, for that matter, both teams have really stepped up the last couple of weeks with the 2 trips to Lincoln, haven't they?
Yeah, we ended up winning North Platte, and I put out the post, hey, boys won, and Braylin, who was the only girl swimmer we had, got second. But the girls have been overachieving all season. There's only 4 of them, and we were at a 10-team meet with lots of Class A schools, and they were sitting 5th, mm-hmm. at one point in time. They kind of run out, they run out of bodies, and that happens, and it kind of fell. I think they got 7th overall in the meet, but for 4 girls to go up and against teams like that and get 7th is amazing. So they've had a lot of success.
And state qualifiers, update that list. I mean, as far as qualifiers are close to qualifying, the list is getting pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll have, on the boys' side, we'll have probably 4 boys who will be able to swim 2 individual events, which is awesome. A couple more who have chances to get some times and some things. Over the next 2 weeks, they're close. Aaron Spencer's close in the breaststroke, and this 200 IM is pretty close. And Beckett Moser, boy, he's really come on over the past couple weeks and seeing speed we hadn't seen out of him before. And so looking at the last 2 meets, we might use him a little bit differently and put him in some short sprints. And he swam a sub-24.50 on the relay, and that's the first time we've seen that out of him. And so, maybe we've been using him wrong all season, and we should have had him in the sprints. So we'll look at maybe getting Beckett sometimes, and I think he has a chance of qualifying in individual events. His older brother, Tate, he'll have several events he's qualified in. I think he's qualified in the 50 and the 100 and the 100 back for sure. He at one time he focused on the 500, but I think he's decided maybe sprints are his deal. So we'll look at that. And then, of course, Blake's got a myriad number of events. He's got the 200 IM and the 100 butterfly for sure, and then the 50 and the 100. And so he'll kind of have his choice. He's sitting pretty well in the 200 IM and the 100 butterfly. He's top 10 or close in both of those. So there's some pretty good medaling possibilities there for him. David Acha's got time in the 200 free and the 500 free now, for sure, and I think the 50 and 100 as well. So We'll kind of look where he's sitting and see what's going to be most successful. But he's more of a distance guy for us, so he likes that 200, 500. So hopefully he'll get good times in there. Derek Spencer's got time in backstroke and the 50 and 100. So, you know, on the boys' side, we're looking pretty good. And then, of course, all three relays are in. Our 200 free relay and our 400 free relay, you know, they both have chances to make the medal round where we're sitting right now. They keep dropping the time on the 400 free relay. We were at the Lincoln at the Standing Bear Invite, you know, and we've maybe never been in a position where going into that last relay we're in first, and boy, I was nervous. I kept going to the kids, hey, just finish. We just gotta finish. We just can't DQ, you know. And that's kind of what I told them. I was like, just make sure we get a clean start and clean exchanges, and we're gonna walk out of here winners. And they did, but they still took time off, and which was amazing to me. So. Their success has been really fun to watch, and really, we've been blessed this season. It's been wonderful.
And the school record board, you've been updating that a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, backstroke went down, and the 50 free went down. Very close on the 100 free. David's got a chance on the 500 free. So, you know, hopefully after that state meet, maybe this team alone that record board pretty well. And they deserve it. They work hard, and they've had tremendous success, and they've earned it, so it's been wonderful to watch.
Well, much deserved weekend off, as you said, with the sickness. Everybody just lie low, take it easy, get ready for a good one. By the way, the Hastings, that's coming up Friday, right?
Yep, Friday. We're in Hastings, and then the next Friday we'll be back in Hastings for the diving portion of conference.
Okay.
And then we'll have the conference meet on Saturday. We'll make a quick trip to Kearney next Saturday for dive only. Axel was sick this week, so he didn't dive. Eli Dove got second up in North Platte. So looking good for it.
Got some good things going right now. You bet. Just keep everybody healthy. Get them back to full strength.
Yep. Get everybody healthy and, get ready for two big weeks.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of breather and then state.
Yep, betcha. Thank you very much for coming by this morning.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Rhonda Graff for driving us and Cassie Spencer
for driving
us. And Eric Graff and Jen Bantam for help coaching and everybody for working with us this season. It's been a lot of logistics driving as much as we have, and it's been wonderful.
I haven't heard the latest. I know we talked to James and Brittany from the YMCA last Monday on the opening of the pool. Is it still, I've heard February 11th, or is that date still there?
I think maybe the 11th. I know they maybe didn't get it coated quite as quick as they wanted to.
Okay.
And I think they coated it this week, and it takes a couple weeks. That coating's got to sit to cure. But, you know, they did the time. They went over the timing system with them, so we're getting close.
Yeah. I don't know if you've had, like, some practice stage in the pool before state, if that would happen.
I think we might. I think hopefully that last week before state we'll be in there and – Yeah, have 1 week of practice in our own pool, and that'd be wonderful. It'd be great, you know. And then we'll head off to Lincoln and hopefully make some noise.